This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The fraud trial of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is underway following jury selection. At the courthouse, let's get the latest from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The 31-year-old was once considered the king of crypto before falling from the top of FTX. Now prosecutors say Sam Bankman-Fried defrauded thousands of investors and customers of billions of dollars by siphoning off their money for his own use. His lawyers insist their client had no criminal intent. Bankman-Fried was extradited to the U.S. from the Bahamas after his arrest last December. Originally under house arrest, his $250 million bond was revoked and he was jailed in August after a judge concluded he'd tried to influence trial witnesses. At the courts in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of Palestinian and Israeli women rallied in Jerusalem and the Dead Sea in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, calling for an end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Alliance for Middle East Peace represents two women-led associations, Women Wage Peace and Women of the Sun. They organized the rally. U.S. President Joe Biden called on political leaders on Wednesday to change the poisonous atmosphere in Washington and work on a new spending plan before a hastily improved short-term measure expires in weeks. Representative Jim Jordan in the United States House became the first Republican on Wednesday to launch a run for Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Sir, are you planning to run for the Speaker position?
No, we are. Yeah, we are.
You want it? Yeah.
The U.S. House of Representatives has to pick a new speaker after voting Kevin McCarthy out on Tuesday. This is VOA.